Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis has released a new book. It's entitled Under God's Authority. The subtitle is The Kim Davis Story. We're going to be talking about this new book on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This is a brand new book. The foreword is by former Governor Mike Huckabee. There's recommendations in here from Franklin Graham, the CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse. There's also a recommendation of this book by Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin and more. But this book is a book that, frankly, is encouraging, inspiring, because it shows how God used an unlikely candidate, Kim Davis, to defend marriage, an institution that prior to her conversion to Jesus Christ, a few years before this, in 2011, she had made a miserable mess up by going through a number of divorces and remarried one of the husbands that she had previously divorced. She's been married to him now for a number of years, but it is that moment in life to understand Kim Davis, to understand the whole issue of what happened in 2015, 2016, and frankly, the case is still continuing. You have to go back to that moment in time where her life was dramatically changed in 2011, and that's what this book does.
You know, this is an amazing story of redemption and courage, something that we all can be inspired by. And as you said, Matt, you know, God uses the most unlikely candidates. He uses the past that we don't think is so positive. He can use that for the good, as he promises in his word. And that's what he did in Kim's life. You know, she said, surely, God, you're not going to use marriage. You're going to put me on a platform for marriage, something I've failed so miserably at. And sure enough, he has. You know, but also, this is the true story. This is not what you hear about in the media. And this is not how they have painted the picture of Kim Davis, but this is the real Kim Davis.
This is the real Kim Davis. And Matt, you know, this is a Kim Davis who grew. She was very strong spiritually, very much in the Word of God, but she also grew through this process, realizing that God can use unlikely candidates, the weakest of the weak, in a particular area, if you will, where someone had failed. That person, through redemption and renewal, can be used to actually advance and be a person, a point person, on that very issue. It's an amazing story of God's mercy and redemption.
I call Kim a humble hero. You know, she didn't ask for this. She wouldn't raise her hand and say, hey, I want to be a hero here. But she did say, here I am, God, send me. When push came to shove, she was challenged and put in that position where she had to make a decision to either obey God or obey man. She chose to obey God. And she didn't even really disobey man. I mean, the laws were still on the books. Nothing had changed. And that, though, we can get into those legal issues. But the fact is, for her faith, for her stand, for her courage, she spent 5 days, almost 6 days, behind bars in jail and said, that's fine. Keep me in here for the rest of my life. I'm still not going to disobey God. And I think the judge in the case finally figured that out. She called the secular left's bluff. She called the judge's bluff. They let her out. Nothing had changed. She didn't say, I'm going to do anything different. He just kind of arbitrarily let her out because I think people were starting to see the tyranny here and that they were using this notion of counterfeit gay marriage as a hammer to destroy religious liberty in this woman's life.
Holly, you had mentioned sometimes the media, particularly the bloggers, you know, there's a whole universe of very nasty, vitriol blogosphere people out there that really want to dehumanize those of us who believe in the natural marriage as the union of a man and a woman, who believe that God created male and female, who have no animosity in our body, but they want to demonize anybody who doesn't listen to and follow their agenda. And this is one of those. And so when you look at the media and even some of the so-called mainstream media regarding this book, they never had a chance to read it before they did their blogs.
They didn't know Kim Davis.
They didn't know Kim Davis. They didn't read the book. They put these articles out, and they said that it's about this woman who's angry against these homosexuals. And there's not a shred of that in the book at all. And in fact, what she reveals is she goes through the case, and you'll learn things about the case that the media never revealed, and things that happened, obviously, that weren't revealed to the media while she was in prison. Right. And so you're going to get a lot of amazing insights into this case. But through the entire process, the theme is, again, God used an unlikely candidate and provided grace and transformation. And that is the key to Kim Davis in this book, how the story unfolds later. But the turning point, the key moment, is that forgiveness and that transformation when she ultimately gave her life to Jesus in 2011.
And you know what I think is exciting is that she won't know until she gets to heaven the legacy that she has left because of her faithfulness, because of her obedience. But I think of Elizabeth Johnson, who actually wrote an endorsement in the book.
Yeah, the activist mommy.
She is now known as the activist mommy. She was just a mom homeschooling with 9 kids, and she saw the story on the media, and she said, come on, kids, we're going to Kentucky.
She lives in Ohio, and she brought all of her kids down.
9 of them.
During the time that this trial and the jail time was ongoing.
Yeah, packed them up and said, we're going to Kentucky, and they—
Supposed to be for a couple of days.
I know, and they
stayed there for
weeks. And they were coordinating.
But that's what catapulted her.
Yeah, over 500,000 Facebook
followers. You know, she organized prayer rallies and things like that in Kentucky that she had no idea she would ever be used to do.
Right.
Kim inspired people like the activist mommy. Kim inspired great leaders. Kim inspired the Pope, as you know. He supported her, told him he supported her, more or less said, thank you for your courage. He inspired, in the wake of the death of the great evangelist Billy Graham, our friend Franklin Graham, CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse, of course. She inspired him. Listen to what he said. He said, in a culture that demeans people who obediently follow Jesus, Kim Davis drew on his strength, being God. She said, as she experienced and endured persecution from the culture, the court, and the crowds, and survived to tell about it all in her compelling book, Under God's Authority, her story proves that one can really make a difference when taking a stand for Christ.
And she inspired the governor, current governor of Kentucky, Governor Matt Bevin. And here's a part of his longer endorsement that's in the book. And he says, when history called upon Kim, she was both ready and willing to respond. Will the same be said of you?
And now Kim has even gone to Romania and encouraged those people all the way across the globe because of what she was faithful to.
And former Governor Mike Huckabee, who was there for that rally the day that she was released from prison, he says, it's a great read, speaking about the book Under God's Authority. But more than that, this remarkable story of what God did in Kim's life gives me hope for our nation. I think it will give you hope, too. This is...
Don't we all need some hope?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if we had 1,000 Kim Davises? What we could do in the United States to return her to Christ?
But Matt, she encourages all of us. She was called...
She's encouraged us as we've been with her.
She was called on this behalf, but she said, we're all called. Are you ready to follow through in whatever God has called you to do?
Yeah, she says... every one of us are going to have to make that decision, maybe not in the same way or as dramatic as Kim had to make her decision about following Jesus, but every one of us have to be prepared. And she had such winds of opposition against her, video game made against her, distortion in the media, lies, all kinds of things, death threats, all kinds of unbelievable situations and winds of opposition against her, and yet she remained calm, peaceful, forgiving and loving. And that was Kim Davis because of her relationship with Jesus Christ. In order to understand her, again, it's that transformative moment that has rippled through time. You'll want to get the book. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. It's called Under God's Authority, The Kim Davis Story. And the foreword is by Mike Huckabee. Kim Davis, of course, shares her story of transformation and encouragement, you will be encouraged and inspired to make a difference. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, that's lc.org, and get the book, Under God's Authority.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776.